Next up, we've got Sober with Plastic Patty.
I am a plastic patty, I got stories I can tell. Passed down from my granddaddy, a proud American Celt. And if and he were alive today, he'd tell you just the same. How his great-granddaddy came from Ireland with an Irish name.
I totally understand where this song is coming from. I know that I don't have any Celtic blood whatsoever in me, but that doesn't stop me from wishing that I did. I would have loved to have belt out the Galway Races or Ye Jacobites by name, or God forbid, Come Out Ye Black and Tans at a smoky bar somewhere. And I even went as so far as to learn some of those tunes on guitar, but thankfully I never performed them. This one was a layup for Sober. The Irish lilting thing, that diddly idly, is a way of meeting the challenge in a genre-appropriate context, and this is a genre that he is quite familiar with. Anyway, so I also love the Yankee Doodle quotation at the end of the song, bringing out the Americanness of the singer. And unlike that last song where Brian was kind of wondering what the lyrics meant, this one was exactly obvious what the lyrics meant. It was very clear. Yeah, so the lively instrumentation at the end of the song was also great.
Yeah, I love this novelty song. I was hooked at the first diddly doodle, hidely diddly, whatever. I did not like how he slipped into talk singing more than once in the song. Like, I get it if you're trying to do something different to bring a different feeling to, you know, a discrete phrase of the text or whatever, but beyond that, it's a little off base. But hey, it doesn't matter. I love this song, and I listen to it probably more than any other in this list because it's delightful. And delightful is worth a lot to me. You know, it's going to get annoying maybe after the 50th song I heard it. You know, maybe, maybe not. I'll let you know. I suspect it's going to be ranked pretty highly in my list. And yeah, again, delightful. Hi the diddly idle, doodle idle, doodle idle, idle all day.
In some ways, it's a bit of a cheat to go to a genre that is expected to employ nonsense as a way of meeting the challenge. But I mean, if the judging is to make it seem like you're actually using wordless vocals in a way that feels natural, then this is absolutely a standout, because they just did where it was almost de rigueur to have a nonsense chorus. And I think the story was great. It's an incredibly relatable one. I know plenty of people who've had similar experiences, but it's not one that's been done to death by musicians. So I thought it was a great idea for a song. And the execution, yeah, no notes.